Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude.
You can go through.
I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. My name is Kyle McCoustra. I work for Nortech Advanced NDT. I'm here to chat with Elliot today.
There we go. Now, myself and Kyle used to work together, so this is going to be a fun one. So we are not in Fort Mac, where we first initially met. We are here in Edmonton.
Yes.
So when we met, we used to work for a company called Acuren in the field of non-destructive testing.
Yes.
So initially, like, how did you even hear about this? Because it's not a field that a lot of people know about.
A lot of times the requirements when you do oil and gas work or fabrication work is you're required to inspect things to make sure they're good quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that they don't break or you don't have ruptures or, you know, things exploding.
So how did you personally find out about this?
So I went to university, couldn't find a job in Ontario, lived in Guelph, didn't have a car. So I looked at the college programs that, you know, had a great opportunity for employment after,
right,
with, you know, fairly good wage. And I was really into the show Monster Garage. So
okay.
I ended up taking...
That's awesome.
So one of the options was welding engineering technology. So I, you know, looked into it. It looked like a great program.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And then I got hired and moved to Fort McMurray before I was, you know, I got hired before I was even done school and then moved there before graduation. So
did a recruiter come out and like chat with you like when you were in school or how did Fort McMurray come on?
No, the options for employment were either based on, you know, the economy at the time or either oil and gas or, you know, fabrication and automotive because I was living in Ontario and I knew that the automotive industry was kind of declining like in Detroit and Windsor so you know I applied for a summer student job at Syncrude and they hired me full-time because it's an industry that's actually very difficult to find good people in so there's lots of opportunity.
Facts. And then we poached you
and then
then the magic started to happen.
So
you have an upbringing that I find fascinating. You were raised not in Canada.
No, it's true.
So where were you raised?
So I was born on an island called Curaçao in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then I lived there until I was 15.
That's wild.
Yeah, it was a cool way to grow up for sure. Lots of scuba diving and beach time.
Yeah, so how did that transpire? Like, why were your parents living there at the time?
My parents are both actually, they met in Toronto. Mm-hmm. My dad was working for Scotiabank, and they own a bank down south. So they basically had, you know, people from Canada working there. Mm-hmm. And then as an expat, it's you have to pay for private school and trips and stuff for families. And they realized at some point that it was much cheaper to have bachelors and newly married couples than, you know, families with three kids. So they moved all the families out and then they replaced them with bachelors.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So for yourself in that environment, what was that like? Were you like in a gated community? Did you live like with everybody else? You obviously had to go to like private school.
Yeah, I went to the international school because it was English speaking school. But no, like we lived at just like the different, typically the people that are, you know, expats and went to the international school, a lot of them either worked in banking or the refinery that they have on the island.
Right.
So they're your communities that, you know, basically cater to that. But they aren't gated or anything. There was you know, that's where people kind of clustered.
What's the language that they speak there?
Dutch. It's a Dutch island, but the language that a lot of people speak is called Papiamento, which is like a dialect of like Dutch, Spanish, and Portuguese.
And did you pick up any of that?
No.
No. And no. Like now you definitely don't have any of it because no. It's been years. When was the last time you went back? I know I should know this answer, but I just don't.
4 years ago?
Really?
We went back as a whole family.
No way.
Yeah. It was awesome.
That would be awesome.
And for, because I'm one of three children.
Yeah.
And we paid for my parents for their 70th birthdays. And and basically all of us, it was our first time going back in almost 20 years, except for my brother.
Yeah.
So it was
Your
crazy.
Your siblings went too?
All of us went as a family.
When you said all, I thought you meant like you, Randy, the girls, and mom, all of you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That would have been.
And so we, you know, didn't do the whole all-inclusive thing. We, you know, we rented a car and, you know, bummed around the island and tried to get the best street meat and
yeah.
You know, the local foods. It was great.
Nice. Now, you have two siblings. Where do you fall in between them?
I'm the middle.
You're the middle child.
Yeah.
So they had definite memories from living there as
Absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Did you guys keep in touch with anybody? Because it's a private school, so...
Actually, it was pretty crazy. We had... it was really embarrassing for my brother, but we had a maid growing up and
yeah.
a nanny.
Right.
And my mom wanted to find her.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she had passed away. But yeah. Her sister lived in the same house she used to live in.
Yeah.
And so my brother had a pretty big head, like a large-sized head as, yeah. as a young child.
Okay.
And her sister showed up at the hotel, and my mom, it was a surprise for us.
Right.
Holding a picture of my brother, big head picture,
nice.
Screaming, "Where is Ian? Where is Ian?" And
yeah.
he, like, wanted to crawl under his beach chair. He was so upset.
That's
like,
hilarious.
It was amazing.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Now, we're friends. We've gone to a few concerts together. The most notable, if you're from Fort McMurray, you might have seen me and Kyle at the Snoop Dogg concert years ago. We were putting on quite the show.
Yeah, the teachers at Father Mercury weren't even watching Snoop Dogg. They were watching us.
That's right. It was an epic night, and we apologize for the people who had to sit directly in front of us. Drinks were spilled.
Lots. Well, I mean, it started 4 hours late. So,
that's right.
Well, you know.
And rightfully so, it was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Have you went to any other concerts recently that were of any notoriety?
Not so much, which is surprising considering I live in Edmonton.
I know.
I took my eldest stepdaughter to a 21 Pilots concert. That was great.
Okay.
But I live vicariously through our receptionist, Jess, who does a lot of traveling, a lot of concerts.
Okay.
She just went to Detroit for Taylor Swift.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For everybody at home right now, I want a bit of a Taylor Swift kicked right now. Like, Taylor Swift is amazing.
Yeah, and
hit after hit.
We were all entered the draw for the latest round of tickets for Toronto.
Yeah.
And Jess got chosen, and she was 250th in line, so she got like baller seats.
Really? Okay, yep. I'm going to talk with you off camera for a while about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
We can put you on camera too if you want. We can talk about Taylor Swift for a long time.
I hear the only thing that rivals Taylor Swift is Beyonce.
Listen, I'm not getting into this battle, but there is a guy online right now. His name is Andrew Schultz. I don't know. You've heard of Andrew Schultz.
No.
He's a comedian. Oh, I'll show you afterwards. He's hilarious.
Okay.
He just went online and threw down a gauntlet and says that Taylor Swift is so high above that Beyonce is not even in the discussion with the concerts, which I've never been to either one. I'm not picking.
Yep.
But there's a big debate who's better right now, Beyonce versus Taylor Swift.
Awesome.
So when you went to this 21 Savage concert,
21 Pilots.
Pilots.
Yeah.
Where did you sit?
Nosebleeds, but like close to the close to the front, but up high. Rogers Place. I mean, all the seats are good there, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it was like a pretty cool experience. You know, her first time. You know, you go out for pizza and then you act. You dress. You wear your cool clothes. Your concert clothes.
That's right.
You gotta wear the Chucks, right?
That's like, right. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You guys do go to concerts pretty regularly though.
Yeah.
Like here, because you have the opportunity.
Yeah, the opportunity.
To.
Yeah. But I've kind of started exploring like comedy clubs, and there's lots of other cool things to do in Edmonton that aren't just concerts.
Yeah.
So, concerts are really expensive nowadays.
Yeah.
Better than like more than when I was younger.
Yeah. Even like the comedy that's coming into Edmonton. Like you guys, I know you didn't make it because I didn't get to make it either. But Bill Burr was here.
Yeah.
You guys, and then you had tickets too. What's his name?
Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr.
That was really great.
And The Machine was here too.
Yep.
So yeah, Edmonton has a lot of fun stuff for you guys to do since you moved down here.
No, it's great. It's I loved living in Fort McMurray. I lived there for almost 15 years, but you know, for things to do, I find, you know, Fort McMurray is great about bringing good cultural events there. But I enjoy the, you know, the versatility that I can just, you know, go anywhere, somewhere new every weekend in Edmonton, like I did last weekend, explored Edmonton, right?
That's right.
That's great.
Well, listen, we're going to throw to a quick ad and we'll be right back. Carrie, from Patchouli Rose. Take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. All right, let's switch topics because I do get distracted, especially when I get to talk to friends on this show. But we need to talk a little bit about your industry. So what are you guys trying to like really accomplish with this new organization that you're with right now?
So, you know, Nortec, we service all different types of industries. So yeah. Fabrication, oil and gas, new construction. So one of the things that we're trying to focus on here is really like kind of developing and mentoring like younger technicians. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that we have is a big shop where we can bring people in and have them pair with someone, which is great, right? It's sometimes difficult to get that experience at an oil and gas facility because, you know, it's there's lots of cost constraints and you know, it's difficult because you have to get people on site and the client has to pay for them. So,
that's right.
You know, we focus on bringing in people, from Nate or, you know, people that have interest in the industry and then pairing them and getting them a lot of like really good experience and then, yeah. You know, putting them out there. So,
which is huge. Now, like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, which I can assure you at home, I'm definitely wrong. there's not a lot of NDT companies that have what you guys have in the back there.
No.
Like I think for my collection, there's probably only like three or four of you that would have what you have back there.
And none that do it at the scale that we do. So we have like, you know, five or six full-time people working in the back. Mm-hmm. We can do radiography, we can do magnetic particle, ultrasonic testing. You know, we have delivery driver, forklifts, so we can bring in like large scale pieces of equipment. We can do like high volume, like it's quick and it's fast, which is, it saves, you know, having to have someone come out for 4 hours to do, you know, one part sort of thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like you said earlier, from like a training standpoint, that's immense. Like
that
people can come and like see it, learn it.
Yeah.
And so if they have to go into the field and do it one day, it's not like, oh no, what am I supposed to do?
Exactly. And you can also instill that safety culture that, mm-hmm. you know, if we ingrain it in them here, then when they go to a client facility, you know, it's part of their day to day.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Cool. That's enough of that. So,
great.
Listen, I know that we have filmed a little bit extra.
That's
because,
cool.
But, you know.
I'm interested.
Whatever.
You know.
Super, like, you guys have no idea. Kyle will be coming back to do another one of these. So, because I'm coming down to Edmonton regularly. So we should make, like, a podcast just with you and me.
I'm down.
We could talk about, like, Weekend at Bernie's and our dance
oh
moves and
God.
Stuff.
It'd be hilarious. The hunch punch?
Yeah.
I love
but
it.
Listen, before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Could be literally anything, Kyle. People have shout-outed their parents, their pets, their animals, their dogs, like, anything.
Okay. You know, shout out to like everybody going back to school this week. Like, it's crazy. It's, you know, I got a stepdaughter that's starting high school next week and it's nuts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so if you're feeling nervous about going back to school, don't. Make new friends, meet new people. It's the best.
That's an awesome shout out. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.